This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah meets Asian Development Bank President Masato Kanda to reinforce development partnership. Nepal Rashtra Bank opens bidding for 25 billion rupees government bonds. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to press NATO for air defense systems after intense Russian strikes. Now the news in detail. Asian Development Bank, ADB President Masato Kanda held a courtesy meeting with Prime Minister Balendra Shah today to discuss strengthening the six-decade-long development partnership between Nepal and the regional lender. During the 30-minute meeting held in Kathmandu, both sides reaffirmed their bilateral commitments to long-term economic collaboration. According to Deepa Dahal, who is Prime Minister's press and research expert, Prime Minister Shah expressed confidence that Nepal is poised to achieve a major development breakthrough driven by enhanced good governance and institutional transparency. The high-level talks yielded positive consensus on positioning hydropower and tourism as the core pillars of the national economy. The two leaders further discussed expanding joint cooperation in nationwide digitalization frameworks and the upgrading of strategic tourism, road development and infrastructure. President Kanda pledged to expand the ADB's development assistance portfolio in Nepal, assuring that the bank will remain a dedicated long-term partner in the country's pursuit of economic stability and prosperity. He highly commended Nepal's vast economic potential, strong democratic mandate and the vibrant youth-led governance, describing the nation's contemporary leadership and rigid commitment to structural reform as deeply inspiring. Minister for Infrastructure Development Sunil Lamsal announced that the government has initiated a plan to upgrade all roads connecting district headquarters and municipal centres across the country into two-lane roadways within the next 3 years. Responding to questions during a question-and-answer session in the National Assembly today, Minister Lamsal stated that the ministry aims to convert all existing single-lane roads nationwide into two-lane systems. He assured lawmakers that sufficient budget has been allocated for the project, adding that the procurement and tender processes for several of these road sections will begin during the current fiscal year. Addressing additional queries from lawmakers regarding highway safety, the minister revealed that approximately 27 billion rupees has been earmarked for landslide control and mitigation measures. The government plans to initiate tenders and commence stabilization work at identified high-risk locations within this year. Furthermore, Minister Lamsal committed to upgrading the Karnali Corridor. He pledged to conduct field inspections to assess the status of both under construction and required bridges along the corridor to ensure construction proceeds based on regional necessity. Nepal Rashtra Bank has officially opened competitive bidding for government bonds worth 25 billion rupees as part of its internal debt and liquidity management operations. According to a public notice issued by the central bank today, the securities designated as the 2084 Bikram Samvat NG series are slated to mature in the year 2027 AD. The central bank has restricted auction participation exclusively to licensed counterparties, limiting bids to A-class commercial banks, B-class development banks and C-class finance companies. Under the prescribed guidelines, retail investors and the general public are barred from direct participation in this specific issuance. Participating financial institutions are required to submit their bids through the central bank's online portal. The Nepal Automobile Importers and Manufacturers Association, NAIMA, has announced the second edition of the NAIMA Nepal Mobility Expo 2026, scheduled to run from the 11th to 16th of August at the Prikuti Mandap Exhibition Grounds in Kathmandu. organized as the country's largest automobile and mobility event. The six-day expo will feature 51 stalls, showcase more than 55 brands, and play host to over 40 new product launches. The exhibition is designed to comprehensively cover two-wheelers, four-wheelers, commercial vehicles, electric and hybrid mobility solutions, auto components, and related financial and technical services. Speaking at a press conference at the Salty Hotel on Monday, Naima President Ritu Singh Baidya highlighted the association's rapid expansion over its first year of operation, growing from 21 founding member companies to 36 major automobile importers and manufacturers. Baidya noted that the organization has expanded its scope beyond trade exhibitions to institutionalize safety and educational programs, including traffic management support and capacity building training for over 1,600 traffic police personnel across the Kathmandu Valley. To ensure public accessibility and ease operational constraints during the peak monsoon season, organizers have secured visitor parking facilities at the nearby Nepal Police Club and partnered with ride-sharing service Patau to offer discounted transit to the venue. Additionally, the event will feature dedicated learning sessions at the Blue Pavilion Auditorium focused on road safety, skill development and the industry technology alongside special vehicle financing facilities provided by co-sponsor Global IME Bank. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has planned to use the NATO's meeting in Turkey to urge Kyiv's allies to deliver the air defense systems it urgently needs to protect it from escalating Russian attacks. Volodymyr Zelensky's call for help rings with extra intensity after Russian missiles rained down on the Ukrainian capital twice in less than a week, crashing into blocks of flats and killing more than 50 civilians. The summit in Ankara will also be a chance for Zelensky to hold a crucial meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump and press home his case that Russia's brutal attacks are a show of weakness, not strength, and that Vladimir Putin should be pressured into talks towards a dignified peace. The latest strikes on Ukraine come as it has been stepping up its own long-range drone attacks against Russia, hitting oil refineries and military targets there and causing significant fuel shortages and power cuts. Now, sports football. The final matches of the FIFA World Cup round of 16 took place today, with two fixtures deciding the next quarterfinalist. At Seattle Stadium, Belgium defeated the United States 4-1. Charles de Ketelaere scored twice for Belgium in the 9th and 33 minutes, while Hans Vanaken and Romelu Lukaku added second-half goals. Malik Tillman scored the lone goal for the United States in the 31st minute. In the day's other match at Dallas Stadium, Spain defeated Portugal 1-0 to advance. Spain and Belgium will now face each other in the quarterfinals on the 10th of July. The remaining two spots in the quarterfinals will be determined tonight when Argentina plays Egypt at 9:45 p.m. Nepali Standard Time, following a Switzerland and Colombia match at 1:45 a.m. Nepali Time tomorrow. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain and snow accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. A few places in the Terai regions of Lumbini and Sudut Paschim provinces, as well as few places in Madhes province and the Terai region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, are likely to receive light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning. There is also possibility of heavy rain at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. Gusty winds are also likely at a few places in Madhes province and the Terai region of Lumbini province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Balendra Shah meets Asian Development Bank President Masato Kanda to reinforce development partnership. Nepal Rashtra Bank opens bidding for 25 billion rupees government bonds. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to press NATO for air defense systems after intense Russian strikes. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.